Good morning, good morning. It's Wednesday Grief Talk and we've got our coffee ready. Please grab a coffee and join me, Jennifer Tom.
And Darlene Ripple.
And it's a new month. It's June. Oh my goodness. What happened to the whole month?
Wow.
Right? And last Wednesday we summarized about how EAL, how our month of May went. And, you know, we just want to say thank you to our community, thank you our friends. Thank you for everybody who is sharing our information. Seriously, I've been meeting people on the streets and they're like, you're doing something with the horses now?
It's a surprise.
And that's it. That means that we are growing, we are sharing. However, we want to just be clear. Grief Cafe, Stronger Life Connections is a place where we share lessons learned through life and loss, and we are just loving it, just loving sharing that. And yes, we're in the horses now, and yes, it's therapy. Yes, it's this goodness with the horses. For our friends who are asking me, you know, we met on the streets. It's not just hosting. It is actually, it's a resource for grief.
It is. It's amazing. And just the impact horses can have on our grief. And we are focused on grief. We have the great healing connections. We have great programs that are going to work through lots of things about grief.
Yes.
Which brings us to our topic of self-care, right?
Yes.
Part of the great things about horses, at least for me, is that when I go out there, I'm focused. It's a time to connect with myself, with my horse. It's a place just to, you can be yourself, you can be who you are, and the horse accepts you, and you can just, you can just figure out things and reflect on things, so it's amazing.
I love it. And here's the thing, just to close that, because I feel like there's so much excitement in us and energy about the horses. And then my biggest thing is that horses hear the unspoken. Like that quote, I've read that quote before, mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, horses hear the unspoken. I've seen it, I've experienced it. And anytime you see a horse, just know they hear the unspoken. Anyway, it's June, it's a new month, let's go. And the theme, because we have themes every month, the theme for this month is practicing self-love. Oh my goodness, how have you been doing with practicing self-love? Please put it in the chat box, let us know, how do you practice self-love? You know, as we were thinking about this theme and getting ready, we realized it is not easy.
No, it is not. Like, what is self-love?
Right?
Yeah.
And I love, Darlene, what you shared about self-love, and I would love you to just tell us, before we go to the definition of self-love, would you want to share that story? I thought that was amazing about, let me not.
About what?
Oh, you know how we were sharing about we take care of
I love Jordan Peterson, and I was listening to his 12 Rules of Life, and I've only got to the third, I think, but I only listen to but his second rule of love was we need to treat ourselves like we treat other people. And his example was we will take our pets to the vet. We will give them pills, which is usually a big pain. Trying to get a animal to take a pill. We will treat them. We will do so much for them, but we don't do the same care for ourselves. So we will take our right, we'll treat other people, we'll make our husbands, our kids take medicine and take care of themselves. But when it comes to us, most adults do not follow through with taking medication, with going to the dent. I'm one of those people who don't, right? Who doesn't always do those active things. And yet, and so we take care of other people better than we take care of ourselves. So his rule of life is treat yourself as if you were somebody else.
That's a good point. So, Dali, what you're telling us, you take care of your horses more than you take care of yourself.
My husband, he thinks I take care of them better than I take care of him. I'm more worried about them than I am of him. I make sure they're fed. He has to fend for himself. Sorry, sweetie.
That is so, isn't that, that's all of us. So, and that's why this theme is so important for us to just, it's the awareness of practicing self-love. So, because I know, if we don't love, when we love ourselves, everything aligns. So, just imagine, take a journey with me and imagine, if you're loving everything else, how do things align? How do you show up in your relationship, in your community? It's a bad example, but we're going to joke about it. So, let's say your husband feels you take care of the horses more than him.
Mm-hmm.
So, think about that relationship. I'm not saying it's a bad relationship, but we're only humans to feel left out a little bit.
Yeah.
So it does affect our relationships. I'm not saying too much, but a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. And again, I do try to be my husband too. But we can get so busy, right? We can get so busy, and then we don't. How we take care of ourselves also eventually impacts how we take care of other people and how we respond to other people. So if we do something for everybody else but don't take care of ourselves, then that usually can impact, especially close relationships, care of everybody else, but we don't take care of those that are closest to us. And so I'm at fault for that sometimes too, right? You work, you get home, and you're too tired to take those extra steps to make connection. So it does affect our relationship.
Right. So that's why this theme for the month is just gonna be amazing, because just remember, please, friends, we've learned lessons learned through life and loss, mm-hmm. and we are also learning. So today we're just gonna define what is self-love.
Mm-hmm.
What is self-love, Dad?
We found this great definition, and it says, self-love begins when we observe our actions and words with compassion, as if we were our own best friend.
Ooh, that aligns with what you just said about taking care of. Oh my goodness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our favorite definitions we found. We also talked about why is this important.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care is also important because it motivates us much of our positive behavior,
mm-hmm.
while reducing our harmful behavior.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us have, like, if we don't do self-care, and here, if I don't do much self-care, I will do things that harm me more. So if we have self-love, we tend to do more positive. Yeah, self-care. That is like, what? So, for example, sometimes I do like my glass of wine, and if I have too much, that's a harmful behavior, and that's not self-love. And as we learn together about this self-love, and we know it's because of our behavior and how we show up, I want to do more positive behavior. And so that would be the month. How do we focus on self-love as a positive, and that brings the positive behavior and not the harmful behavior? It's not like that just hits me into the heart, because anytime I do harmful behavior, I know it's not self-love.
Again, when we don't have that self-worth or that, again, when we don't take care of ourselves, we feel worthless. We feel we beat ourselves up like crazy, and then we respond in negative ways, right? Because we don't have that place, we don't have that outlet, right? We talked about STIRMS, right? We talked about energy releasing behavior short term. So when we don't care for ourselves, we get beat up. We beat up ourselves, and then we don't feel worthy. So we often then try to control people. We try to care and call it care. We try to fix people because we can't feel like we can't fix ourselves. And so again, those are those negative behaviors. Whereas if we can take care of ourselves, we can start responding out of compassion. And I think that's the biggest thing. If we can have compassion on ourselves, we can then have true compassion for other people.
Oh, amazing. So here's the deal. That's the theme for the month. And today I'll just give you three tips, just three tips to achieving self-love for next week. So number one, we need to stop comparing ourselves to others.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Self-love. To achieve self-love, stop comparing yourself to their others. I love that so much. I'm working on it. I'm still working on it. However, I had to share. Number two, process your fears.
Mm.
Because sometimes when you have that emotional fear, we actually do, we don't do self-love. We start doing the harmful, harmful behavior because of fear, right? And third one that I will share is allow yourself to make mistakes.
Mm.
Those three tips that I've shared today will help us achieve self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And for the whole month, we'll continue sharing just a few tips. And you start looking at them and saying, okay, right? Because we're all growing, we're all developing, we're all practicing. And those three tips will help us to get to self-love, which leads us to this amazing human beings that we want to be, right? Where we don't have the negative behavior and we focus on the positive behavior. So, until next time, please let us know, what are the tips? Do you have any tips on getting improving and practicing self-love? Please let us know.
Let us know how it goes next week.
And until then, connect with us.